Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times reports that it is probable that two or more firms are individually paying more than 10% of Ireland's annual corporation tax haul, posing a significant risk to the public finances, a new report has warned. The Parliamentary Budget Office study assessed the rapid growth in Ireland's business tax base, which has grown from just 3.5 billion in 2011 to over 24 billion last year, and into the country's second biggest tax stream in advance of VAT, behind income tax. While this has been advantageous for the public finances, the opportunities it presents are accompanied by significant uncertainties and challenges, the report said. A key concern relates to the over-reliance on a small number of firms, with 10 big enterprises, known to include Apple, Google and Microsoft, accounting for almost 60% of receipts. John Mulligan in the Irish Independent reports that Revenue has written to thousands of business owners, warning them that they have just weeks left to finalise a long-term agreement for the repayment of their COVID-era warehoused debt, or risk paying onerous interest rates on the balance. It has insisted it will be pragmatic and flexible in reaching payment solutions with debtors. The debt warehousing scheme was introduced in 2020 during the pandemic in an effort to prevent businesses from collapsing during the crisis. The scheme applied to VAT, payments due under PAYE, some self-assessed income tax and overpayments made to businesses under wage support schemes. Businesses only have until May 1st to engage with the Revenue Commissioners. Bloomberg reports that Apple, Google and Meta face the risk of potentially hefty fines as the European Union opened a full-blown investigation into the firm's compliance with strict new laws reining in the power of big tech. The European Commission said that Apple and Google's App Store rules would be targeted in the first probes under the new Digital Markets Act, or DMA. How Google search results might unfairly prefer its own services, and how Apple may make it harder for users to choose alternatives to its Safari browser. The three tech giants directly employ 12,000 people here in Ireland. The subscription fees for Meta's Instagram and Facebook platforms will also be targeted by the probe, which could hit firms with fines up to 10% of global revenue, or up to 20% in the case of repeated breaches. Now the time is 6:33. Although the surge in inflation and energy costs has abated, consumers are still not firing on all cylinders. According to the latest credit union, consumer sentiment nudged downwards slightly for this month to a reading of 69 points. That's still considerably better than the 53 points exactly a year ago. In terms of specifics, consumers appear to have splashed out on home improvements. 15% of home improvements were funded by a credit union loan, 7% through a bank loan and 4% through other borrowings. Austin Hughes is the editor of the Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey and is on the line. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Austin. Thanks for joining us. So the mood is still upbeat compared to this time last year, but it's softened a little bit.
I think the mood is probably less downbeat than this time last year. This time last year was really poor because people were in the middle of a cost of living crisis. And while the intensity of the upward pressure on living costs has eased a little bit, it hasn't gone away. So, you know, inflation has come down, but prices are not falling. They're not reversing these sort of pressures. So it's no longer quite as bad as it was, but it's nowhere near what consumers would like it to be in terms of, you know, the general situation for the economy and particularly for their household finances. So it's better than it was, but not as good as consumers want it to be.
The survey seems to suggest that consumers are worried about anticipated fuel increases.
Yeah, I think that, you know, energy costs have been at the center of the cost of living crisis over the last while. And what we see is, first of all, an uptick in energy costs, in motor fuel costs over the last month, according to EU data, you know, that go for every country. And so there's that element. And there's also the reports of the reintroduction of excise that was temporarily reduced during the worst of the cost of living pressures. So I think consumers would have been told that everything is improving, and yet they're not seeing that, and they're hearing now about these sort of cost increases. So it makes them quite nervous. add to that, you know, a generally uncertain economic outlook, and you have a consumer who remains worried, who really needs to have some proof that things are getting better. I would add that it's not just in Ireland. I think consumer sentiment has stalled. You know, it's off its worst levels in the US, the UK, and the euro area, but it's not going anywhere fast at the moment. Consumers need to see more spending power in their pocket.
Mm. And though some of the economic forecasts suggest that they will get real wage increases this year, which might be exactly what they're looking for. We're spending a lot more on home improvements, Austin.
Yeah, we're spending quite widely on home improvements now. You know, the reality is all homes need to be updated every so often. And while we find that, you know, one in three or 37% of consumers are saying they undertook major home improvements over the last couple of years, 25% are saying, you know, that they just did a refresh painting and decorating, and a significant 30% are saying they didn't do any home improvements. And that probably, again, is due to the cost of living squeeze that consumers hadn't the money to splash out, even on paint and certainly not on a new kitchen. But, the, you know, I think what it shows is that across the economy, we probably have three groups of consumers. There are those who are comfortable, those who are coping and, as I say, putting new paint on the house. And there are those that are clinging on that are probably just paying the food bills. And the house is probably a lot shabbier than it was 2 years ago. I think there's a bit of an improvement expected in that group. Fewer people say they won't do home improvements in the next 2 years, but it's still a significant 18%. As you mentioned earlier, I think a notable feature is that most of the home improvements are been funded through savings and incomes. Just 25% or 15% say they're borrowing, and that's quite a low level. Now, those are the big refurbishment projects that you see, the skips and the cranes outside houses. But, you know, that's still the exception rather than the rule.
Yeah, and finally, men appear to be spending more than women.
Well, they say they are spending. Men tend to say they are spending more than women in general. And it may well be that, you know, if you look across the distribution of households, households where there is a male probably have more income than those headed by a female because of differences in income across genders. And that, so I do think that's, you know, we have older consumers spending more, those with higher incomes, and also those tend to be kind of males. So I don't think it's that men are much more house proud than women. I think it reflects just that the affordability of spend on home improvements to households headed by males.
Well, thank you so much for that update, Austin. That's Austin Hughes, the editor of the Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.